But I kind of like speaking a mixture of English and German with people who will understand it, because you get the best of both worlds. Those perfect words that don't exist in the other language, yeah, and just describe something really well. Just use them.
Unknown.
Curioso.
Unsicher.
Unbekannt.
Different.
Neu.
Neue Möglichkeiten.
Chancen.
Ein Risiko.
Hi, and welcome back to the Fremd series. My name's Cecilia, and I'm here with Didi.
Hi.
And as you probably noticed from the title already, this episode is slightly different from the rest. We'll be recording in English, because today our topic is languages in families, so like if you speak different languages in your family. Yeah, so I guess I'll start with how we got to this topic a little bit, because it sort of came up that I speak High German, but my sister speaks Swiss German, which is pretty funny. And I was sort of asked if I would ever consider learning Swiss German, and I guess the reason I never did is because I sort of hated the feeling of not being able to communicate properly and being kind of like constricted. So I kind of gave it up after trying it for a week, but kudos to my sister, I guess. I actually asked my sister what it was like for her to learn Swiss German, and I apologize in advance for the bad audio quality. I had to record on my phone. So I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about what it was like to learn Swiss German.
Well, it took me 5 years to actually have the guts to speak it, so... But it was mostly just, you know, a lot of my friends, I kind of encouraged them to always speak Swiss German with me, because I always thought, yeah, eventually I'm going to want to speak Swiss German with people.
So I know a little bit about the situation you learned Swiss German in, though, namely in Husi.
Was it
because you were completely immersed in the language that you started speaking it?
No. It was because I was in a room with three of my friends. It was 11 p.m. They were all speaking Swiss German. I felt like an outsider. I guess it kind of was, because everybody
I'm saying.
I guess, yeah.
But you're talking about a different side of it, too. So do you think there was sort of a language barrier, even just for Swiss German and German? As in sort of like when you talk with someone on the street and they're speaking Swiss German and you're speaking High German, do you think there's a barrier there?
Yes.
Like it's different than if you're speaking Swiss German?
I don't know about that, because I don't know what they're thinking exactly, kind of thing. But for me, I always kind of felt, not from my friends, well, also from my friends a little bit excluded, not because they excluded me purposefully, but I just felt it because they'd turn around and speak with their other friends, and they'd be speaking Swiss German, I don't understand everything, and then they'd turn back to me and start speaking High German. And I felt so weird and so stupid, and so I want to speak Swiss German too. I want to be part of that community and that language and that, just that they don't have to change languages with me. And I mean, obviously they didn't exclude me purposefully, but I always felt so annoyed and stupid, and like I'd always be judged for speaking High German, because some Swiss people are like, ugh, German people. And some German people are like, ugh, Swiss
people. That's what I wanted to touch
onto. So as soon as you speak High German, it's like, ugh, a German person. And then...
So you'd say it's not only that you were sort of like the odd one out, the different kid. Do you think there were sort of cultural barriers where people are assuming you're German and think of all these stereotypes?
Yeah, because as soon as I found out I speak High German because I speak English and I just learned High German, you can't really like... immediately going to Swiss German kind of thing, you know what I mean? As soon as they found that out, that I'm Canadian and I speak English.
For anyone who doesn't know my sister, that emphatic clap at the end there meant, yeah, after that point, everything was different. You speak Swiss German though, don't you, Didi?
Yeah, I speak Swiss German, High German, or normal German, and English.
Were you born in Switzerland then?
Yeah, both my parents are from the US, or I guess my mother technically isn't, but she's lived there for a long time, so yeah, I speak English with both of them.
So you speak Swiss German, I guess, like in a sort of a social frame, and then High German at school, and then just English at home. So did you learn German just purely in school?
Pretty much, yeah.
And do your parents understand German?
They understand it decently. They don't really speak it. They're learning right now, but I definitely think also if you move somewhere new or somewhere where people speak a different language when you're 30 or 40, it's like extremely difficult to learn that language, so.
Yeah, and what is also pretty funny is the type of English you learn. Like my mom learned sort of Oxford English at school. Yeah. And lived in London for a while and had no problem, but then met my dad who's Canadian and didn't understand a word, kind of thing.
I, for one, can say that I also learned a lot, especially slang, from videos and movies that I've watched. So I guess, I mean, for you it's a little bit different because you lived in Canada for a while, but...
Yeah, I totally get that. The friends were telling us a story where they like went to a hotel, I think somewhere in South America, and the person at the reception spoke like flawless English, all the slang, everything perfect, and they were expecting this person to say that they had like lived all their childhood in North America or something. And they were like, no, I just watched Netflix kind of thing. Yeah. So I guess that's pretty cool nowadays, that it's really easy to sort of be able to sound native. So I think what we wanted to touch on a little bit was also how it can be confusing to speak several languages, how that can be difficult in a household.
Yeah, I mean, for you, I would say so because you speak two different languages at home.
Yeah, it's a little weird because sort of like my sister will speak Swiss German and I'll speak German with my mom and then English with my dad and then with my siblings it'll be English. And it's sort of this whole mix, but you can also just speak a mixture of English and German and everyone will still understand it all. So it's sort of massive hodgepodge. Oh, did you ever feel like you had like a secret language with your siblings through, or do you have any siblings?
I don't have any siblings.
Sorry.
So that doesn't
Never
exist.
Mind. Yeah, that was cool in Canada to have like German as a secret language, but here English isn't exactly really special.
Yeah. Although I guess related to that, since my parents don't really know German, especially when I was younger, they didn't really know it at all. I would always feel like I guess I did kind of have a secret language with my friends.
Yeah.
When I would talk to them in German, especially Swiss German, my parents couldn't understand anything, so.
Okay, that's funny.
Yeah.
What language did you learn first, High German or Swiss German?
I'm not sure, actually. I guess most likely Swiss German, because I went to daycare and kindergarten.
Okay. And then, like, High German through school, like everybody else.
Yeah.
Probably.
That's kind of cool. In first grade, I guess. I'm not really sure. I don't remember.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, all good. I just remember my sister, like, learning Swiss German from High German, I guess at the start in school. She came to school relatively early, so they still had spelling tests and stuff.
Yeah.
And she found the vocabulary lists really random with the sounds, because it'd be, like, nein und Apfel, whereas in Swiss German it's, like, nerd and Apfel, so that's why Swiss kids would get it confused. For her, it was really easy. Yeah, the other thing that's kind of funny is in German, right, there are a lot of these Anglizismen, English words that have just been adopted.
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, at the start was hesitant to do that because it would make it seem like I couldn't know German or something.
Yeah.
But then now I think I use way too many and, like, ones that don't even exist. I just, like, use the word anyway. But I kind of like speaking a mixture of English and German with people who will understand it because you get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
You can, like, those perfect words that don't exist in the other language and just describe something really well, just use them.
I, for one, use a lot of basically's or likes or same's, words like that, that I guess don't really exist in German, but you can still use really easily and people tend to know what you mean.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess also you probably had trouble with, I guess, certain grammar rules, probably when you were learning German, because
like I... Like Fiefella and whatnot.
Yeah, you know. Did I just say no?
All good.
Exactly. But I, for instance, still struggle a lot with the genders. So, die dos. I have a lot of trouble with that, especially with different declinations.
Yeah, and I guess that is different in Swiss German.
Yeah.
And that's something interesting, too, like whether you learn a language by the grammar or by just intuition, like listening to people speak it, which I guess is usually the case for Swiss German because there isn't really an official grammar.
Yeah.
Versus learning Latin, where it's no speaking whatsoever.
Just pure memorization, basically.
But I feel like by intuition is easier and faster if you get the chance, which I guess is why so many people do exchanges.
Mm.
But there's this theory that's like, speaking two languages is beneficial for your mental development, whereas three is confusing because you don't really purely understand the language and can't, like, think in it.
Yeah, I guess I've also noticed that a little bit with myself, even though it's not, I mean, Swiss German and High German don't necessarily have a huge difference, but I can definitely tell that there are, for instance, words or terms in Swiss German or High German that I don't understand just because it's like a little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah. The other thing that I was kind of thinking about is also like, if I already feel too constricted to learn Swiss German, then how is it if you're a partner with that person and you don't speak the same language?
Yeah, I guess multilingual couples or bilingual couples, whatever you want to call it, but two people who speak different languages are a lot more common nowadays, I would say.
Yeah, for sure, with like globalization and modern forms of communication.
Yeah.
So I asked someone who actually has a bit of experience what it's like to be in a multilingual couple, that person being my mom. She had some really interesting things to add.
Ich glaube, es macht nochmal einen Unterschied, ob beide Partner eine Fremdsprache sprechen oder einer die Muttersprache und einer die Fremdsprache, so wie das bei uns ist. Weil ich glaube, dass der, der die Muttersprache spricht, kann dem anderen ja immer auch ein bisschen helfen. Und ansonsten, glaube ich, ist das Potenzial für Missverständnisse noch sehr viel größer. Man darf natürlich auch nicht vergessen, dass es ja nicht nur um Sprache geht, sondern dass hinter der Sprache auch ein ganzer Kulturkreis steht. Ich fand zum Beispiel Weihnachten immer sehr lustig. Deutschland abends, 24. Dezember im Anzug und schicken Kleid. Kanada, 25. morgens im Schlafanzug auf dem Sofa. Mit der Sprache kommt ein ganzes Paket rein in so eine Beziehung. Und ich habe festgestellt, dass es einem auch manchmal ein bisschen fehlt, zum Beispiel Anspielungen auf Kindheitserinnerungen, Werbung, was man im Fernsehen gesehen hat, was man typischerweise gemacht hat. Und auf der einen Seite ist es sehr schön, weil man sich dann als Paar natürlich diesen anderen Kulturkreis näher bringt. Manchmal hatte man, also ich zumindest dann genau darauf auch basierend, etwas Heimweh, weil man immer denkt, der andere kann sich das gar nicht richtig vorstellen, wie man selber gelebt hat.
So my mom did that interview in German because it seemed more natural to both of us. And in a podcast about what it's like to live in a family that speaks several languages, I figured it could give a taste of what it's like to randomly switch languages in between. But my mom could have easily done that interview in English. My mom used to almost sound Canadian. I mean, well, she moved to London probably when she was like in her late 20s, yeah. So it's not accent-free. But now, having lived in Europe for a while again, her accent's a lot stronger.
And I mean, I guess my mom, she moved to the US when she was 18 to go to university. And at that point, as far as I know, at least, she didn't speak English at all, or she didn't know it very well. And now, I mean, she speaks, I guess, Californian English or okay. North American English yeah. pretty much flawlessly. She knows the slang and everything. There's no accent at all, no Asian accent, even though she is originally from Malaysia, and I actually find it really hard to imagine her speaking with an accent.
When I speak German, a lot of people say I sound like I have an accent, but they can't place it. My yeah. grandparents say I sound Swiss, like I have the Swiss intonation, whereas Swiss people will think I'm probably German or like English speaking.
I definitely think you have kind of like an American accent, and it's not very noticeable, yeah. but definitely like sometimes with your intonation, you can hear it. Have you noticed that in your siblings at all?
Well, my brother's English is honestly really bad. I mean, not English, his German's really bad. He didn't live in Switzerland that long. He decided to go to high school back in Canada. And so, like, his grammar's not great, and you can totally hear the English. Whereas my sister, obviously, it's the Swiss German. It's, like, polar opposite, which is sort of weird. But it's kind of funny with all these accents, because I feel like I can't really identify with any of the cultures I'm being associated with.
Yeah, I have that, too. I mean, usually I feel like I'm not fully Swiss, even though I've lived here my whole life.
Yeah.
But I'm not fully, like, American either. It's like having a grasp on both cultures, but not fully resonating with either of them.
I guess it's the same for me, because like I lived in Canada for a long time, but I don't think that those first years of my life really define me.
Yeah.
But I'm not exactly Swiss either.
Yeah.